The next patient is Jose Roa Rosado. Jose is J-O-S-E, the last name Roa, R-O-A space Rosado, R-O-S-A-D-O. Follow-up appointment for the 48-year-old Hispanic man with a history of CKD5. Period. It is believed that the patient has nephrosclerosis associated to chronic kidney disease in a patient that has a history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and aging process, period. The serum creatinine that was reported on January the 27th of 2022 shows that the creatinine came down from 4.1 to 3.5, and the estimated GFR is 17 mLs per minute. The patient continues to be asymptomatic. The protein creatinine ratio is also changed. The original figure that was obtained in December the 29th, 2021 was 1,591 milligrams, and the determination on January the 27th is 729. Period. Number two, anemia. The anemia has been more apparent. The serum hemoglobin went down to 8.9. This is most likely associated to a kidney disease. There is no evidence of symptoms. The patient is feeling well. However, this anemia has to be addressed. We are going to refer the patient to the hematology oncology center in order to be treated with the ESA, erythropoietin stimulating agent. Period. Following number. Arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today 130 over 67. Period. The patient will continue with the same medications. Following number. Mild aortic stenosis. He has a grade 1 diastolic dysfunction that is followed by the cardiologist. Following number. The patient has BPH and some degree of prostatism that is not getting any worse. The patient is taking 0.4 Flomax on daily basis. Following number, degenerative joint disease. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of statins. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on replacement therapy. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup and in the face-to-face 16 minutes, and in the documentation 8 minutes.